back up, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful Frankie, the answer, Edgar.
Frankie.
Who's got more heart than this motherfucker? How about nobody ever? I mean, you might have as much heart as him, but that's all that's available. As a human, that's all that's available.
There's no room for anything else.
You can get to the top. If you get to the top, you got Frankie Edgar Hart.
Yeah.
But you don't ever get to more than Frankie Edgar Hart. That level doesn't exist on the game. But Uriah Faber, man. Uriah Faber's got some fucking mad heart, too, dude. That Aldo fight, that guy took bombs from Aldo. Leg kick after leg kick after leg kick. Boom, boom, boom. Made it five rounds. After it's over, his leg swells up like more than twice the size of the other leg. He took all these Twitter photos.
Yeah.
That was terrifying, man.
And Faber's a gamer, too. Everybody who trains with him says he's better in the cage than he is in training.
Oh, he's game as fuck.
He just brings it.
He's game as fuck. He's an animal, man. Uriah Faber's an animal. But I was so impressed with Frankie against Cub.
Me too.
I was like, Jesus Christ, he's so relentless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he would not stop. Just wouldn't stop. And you could see Cub, there was a certain point in the fight where he was just like, fuck.
Right.
Like, what is this guy made out of?
Yeah.
He just doesn't get tired. He doesn't get tired. Cardio for days. Nobody works harder. And unstoppable heart.
Yeah.
If you watch those Gray Maynard fights, dude, he got hit with bombs.
Some of the best fights ever.
Oh, my God. The two first rounds of the two second fights.
Talking about Maynard?
Yeah. The first fight was a loss, you know, so it was like he lost a decision, but that was like early back in the day. But the second two fights, man, were just fucking wars. They were so crazy. Right? That's what they fought three times, right?
Yeah, Maynard's never been the same, right, after those?
No. No, he's definitely taken some serious punishment. He got stopped in his last fight, right?
Yes.
Who stopped him?
Who did Maynard fight?
I'll pull it up.
This was a smart move by the UFC because Frankie was just kind of chilling, sitting on the shelf until Aldo McGregor. Now he's got a fight to keep him fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good move.
Well, it's good, too, because it's not even in the weight class that he normally competes in. So it's kind of
no matter what happens, he still has that fight available.
Mm-hmm. Well, they offered him a fight against TJ, and he's like, nope, not happening, dude.
He says he's open for it, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
But he didn't take it.
That's a tougher matchup because he's not faster than TJ for sure.
How is he open to it if he didn't take it?
He did an interview saying he's not shutting the door on it. Like, he's open to it after this.
But he said, after this.
Yeah, after this.
But he said no to a title fight.
At the time, yeah. But I guess he said he's open to it. That's what I read in an interview on Fox.
I wonder what happened. I wonder what happened. Changed him. So Alexander Yakovlev is the guy that stopped him in his last fight.
That was tough to watch.
Ross Pearson stopped him before that. Okay, actually, it looks like it was a decision. Yakovlev was a decision. Ross Pearson stopped him. Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
That was
right.
In the second round. Yep. Nate Diaz stopped him in the first round. The Nate Diaz one was bad.
That was
and
bad.
The TJ
the
Grant
knockout
one.
The cage.
Yeah, the TJ Grant one was bad,
the
too.
The elbow.
Yeah. So he lost badly twice in a row. TJ KO'd him in the first round. Nate KO'd him in the first round. Then Ross Pearson KO'd him in the second round. So three ferocious knockout losses in a row to Gray Maynard.
It's tough to see, right?
And then he lost. Yeah, he's a nice guy, too.
Great
I really
guy.
Like Gray. And then this last fight he lost by decision to a guy that, you know, he never heard of before. And not that the guy wasn't a good fighter, I'm sure. But, I mean, you think about he was fighting for the title, fought for the title twice. Went to a draw with Frankie. I mean, they had an incredible, incredible fight. But then the battery got drained, man. Lights go black. Frankie Edgar's about to step out.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Biggie. Boom, 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 boom. Boom,
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 boom, boom,
boom. Here he comes. Charging. Running.
Fucking ready.
His coach behind him, man, Mark Henry, is a fucking ridiculous coach.
Amazing. So good, huh?
Dude, it's tough to hear, but you can hear him yelling out. They switch up their signals every time, but they have a whole language for each camp,
for each
combinations.
Camp.
You'll see how nervous the coach is and is sweating profusely because he's yelling out combos, and Frankie listens like a fucking video game. It's insane.
Wow.
That's cool.
Four wins by knockout, four by submission, three-fight win streak. Beat BJ Penn three times. Jesus fucking Christ. Dude, he beat BJ Penn 3 times. How crazy is that? And the last one was just a demolition. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, you might want to check out some of the upcoming fights. Even better, if you can catch them up close in person. It's quite an experience. But if you want to get the best seats, you have to act fast. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You need to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. And to do that, you need ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So, amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Hostage Tape. First of all, what a great name. This is a product that I use, and I started using long before it was an ad. Your sleep game is about to get a whole lot better, kids, because I want to introduce you to Hostage Tape. Put simply, it is tape for your mouth. But you're probably wondering why you should even need that. Well, if you're a mouth breather, if you snore a lot, or if you suffer from sleep apnea, this could make a big difference. This mouth tape can reduce or eliminate snoring and apnea, and at the same time, it'll help filter the air going to your lungs, increase your oxygen uptake, and improve circulation, which will make you feel more energized. It has tons of other benefits, too, like it helps with bad breath, dry mouth, and of course, better sleep. For you and your partner, don't let bad sleep hold you hostage. Shut your fucking mouth with Hostage Tape. Buy it today and get a special buy 2, get 1 free offer. That's a 90-day supply. Just visit HostageTape.com/Rogan. That's HostageTape.com/Rogan. The last one was hard to watch.
Remember his fights with Hendo?
Yeah.
Those were good too, man.
They were great. Yeah, and he's so undersized compared to Henderson. I mean, Benson's a big 155er, and Frankie makes 145 pretty easy. I like Benson at 170, man. He looked great against Thatch.
I agree.
And I love how he's willing to fight other people. He's like, you know, I'll fight anybody. He was trying to fight Tyron Woodley. He was calling Woodley out.
That's a great fight.
It's a great fight.
Woodley's trying to get that Johnny Hendricks fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting, man. Very interesting.
Hendo doesn't have a fight, right?
I don't think he's got anything booked right now. Whenever you say Hendo, though, I think Dan.
My bad.
Confuse the shit out of me, son. Here we go. Number 2 and number 3. Well, 3 at bantamweight, Uriah. Number 2 at featherweight, Frankie the motherfucking answer, Edgar.
Reach is about the same. And the same height?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Super fight.
Everything else is virtually identical.
It's crazy that he's 36, because to me, I was 36, and Uriah Faber, when I was working for the UFC, he was like the kid that was 22, 23, and now
you weren't even 36 back then. You were like 30.
When?
When you were working for the King of the Cage?
No, I'm talking about when I worked for the UFC.
Oh,
I
when you worked for the UFC.
35, 36.
Right. When he first came around, fight? When you first saw him fight, though, was King of the Cage, right? Because I remember you were telling me about him.
He fought on the WEC.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
He fought in King of the Cage, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
He fought in King of the Cage once.
Yeah.
And then he went to WEC. That's right.
I'm so curious about this fight.
First time I saw him was he fought in Abu Dhabi as a blue belt. He wrestled his whole life, but he was a blue belt when he fought Pahumpin from American Top Team. That was the first time I saw him.
Powerful Justin Buckles. Shout out.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah,
I'm really curious to see how this plays out. Predictions.
Frankie by decision.
You're right all the way.
Frankie's going to win 3.
You guys bet on it.
Double or nothing. Oh,
double or nothing, Doug.
Damn.
Now,
and
now
you don't even have the double on you. I have to get you later.
Yeah.
We have to like.
But you get half of it. Bro, you're not getting this.
Half and a half later?
Yeah.
You're not getting this?
You're not getting this.
You think?
I think Frankie wins 3-2.
That would suck.
It's going to be a close fight.
Imagine the memes if you lose.
Oh, I know.
I'm going
to go. It's going to be tough to beat that Bruce Jenner one, though. That shit's so funny.
That is pretty goddamn funny. Here he is.
I Instagrammed 15 seconds of that interview, the part where she asked him if he was gay. He goes, are you gay? He goes, please, no. No, I'm not gay. That was hysterical.
So crazy.
It was hysterical. He's like, his eyes are fluttering and twitching. And all these pantomimes. And he's like, no, I'm not gay. I've only been with women.
Well, it doesn't even.
It was so believable.
What's crazy is that if you have something like that, like if you're transgender, they immediately ignore all the other ridiculous aspects of your behavior, like the fact that you fucking killed somebody a couple weeks ago by pushing their fucking car into oncoming traffic
because
you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
I mean, that somehow or another goes out the window. Nobody even talks about that anymore.
He killed a poor lady, and they said he was texting.
No, he wasn't texting.
Was it sure?
He wasn't paying attention, though. He wasn't paying attention when he was driving.
Was it after he came out or before?
Before. He was before.
Before he came out.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just a big distraction.
No. He was already transitioning. He's been taking hormones forever.
What if that's all part of it?
For like 20 years.
Here it goes. But it's also the fact that he's living with attention whores his whole life. I mean, it's like he lives in a ridiculous household. I mean, all these things come into account. Like,
he was the greatest athlete of all time.
No, he definitely was not.
Easy.
No. When you win the gold medal in the decathlon,
because no real athletes were competing in that
there
shit.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that the boycott?
Michael Jordan was not in the fucking decathlon.
There wasn't too many black guys competing in the decathlon.
Okay, here we go. Here we go here.
He was the greatest. Shut up.
Okay, how's this play out? Inside leg kick by Uriah. Frankie got hit in the sack.
Come on. Oh, that would be nice.
I think Uriah has the power advantage. Would you
1800.
Agree?
So, Eddie, you're for Uriah here, right?
You know what?
You taking Uriah? I forget the bet. Ooh, who's the bet? Ooh, Frankie tagged
me. I got Uriah on this one.
This is interesting. We
bet double or nothing. Eddie Bravo has Uriah. I got Frankie.
I can't believe you made him take Uriah double or nothing, even though you were very strong coming into this.
Is it me, or does Frankie Edgar look way bigger than Uriah?
Frankie's big. Well, they're the same height.
I don't think he looks bigger. Uriah looks thicker.
Yeah, he's thick.
I guess it's the camera angle.
He's also way tanner.
It's interesting. Too. Like they're moving like this is a 5-round fight. Like Frankie's like nice and paced, slowly, a lot of footwork and movement, but nothing crazy as far as output.
It's gonna be a really close fight, man.
It's interesting seeing Frankie not have a speed advantage, no?
I agree.
Uriah's fast as fuck, man. Yeah. And at 145, you know, he's used to fighting those 135ers. I think I like the fact that he doesn't have to cut as much weight for this fight, too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, at 36, it's probably
he goes hard
to do.
Smart. Like I said, I think Uriah has a power advantage in this.
He comes off of weigh-ins and has a picnic on the ground, like, immediately.
Yep.
Does
Uriah
he?
Uriah does, yeah.
He's soup.
Eating salmon off the fucking ground.
Oh, spinning back kick.
What?
Crazy.
Tell you what, Uriah's a smart guy as far as business-wise goes. Very smart guy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he owns a ton of businesses.
Uh-huh.
He's got houses and casino shit. In Sacramento.
Cartoons.
He's got a casino?
Yeah, like part of a casino.
He owns Torque. He sold other companies to K-Swiss.
Hey, tell you what, man. Torque is a fucking great company. They make really good gloves, man. Their boxing gloves are my favorite boxing gloves ever.
Really?
For working out.
I didn't know they made fight gear. I just know they made shirts.
Dude, when next time you're over my place, I'll give you a pair of the gloves. He gave me a few pairs.
They're nice.
They're really fucking good, man. They're super comfortable. Like, they're the most comfortable bag gloves I've ever used.
Damn.
They're nice.
Ryan's just always connecting with the right people. He's smart.
Yeah, well, Torque is a real good one. They make outstanding equipment. They were great hand wraps, great everything.
His other company was Form.
Oh!
That didn't land.
Is Dwayne Ludwig working with him for this fight?
No, Uriah and Dwayne don't see eye to eye.
He's working with Master Tong and Martin.
Ooh.
Frankie with the takedown. Yeah, this is going to be a long fight, boys.
It's going to be close, man. This one's going down to the judges, Eddie.
Yeah, this is going to go
judges
to the
judges. Better not fuck me. I swear to God, man. I'm going to freak out, bro. I'm going to freak out.
They're just memes, dude.
They're just memes.
They're
just memes and $1,800.
It's weird. You see these like these logos all over people's shorts. This is the last time you're gonna see this. They got another month of this.
Gonna miss them.
Me too. Some companies are like Hayabusa, man. I mean, they've been around a long ass fucking time.
They're all just gonna go to Bellator, right? Don't you think? If they want to be in this business, they should go over to Bellator.
Sure.
I mean, they're already there in Bellator. It's just not the
same.
Did
anybody watch Bellator last night?
I did.
Who won the Kendall Grove fight?
Kendall lost. He got beat up, man, bad.
Did he?
Yeah.
The dude didn't make weight, right? So they stripped him of his title.
Yeah.
Kendall got finished?
Yes.
What round?
Third round.
Wow. Was it a five-rounder still?
Sorry, fourth round.
So it was a five-rounder.
Five-rounder, yeah. Okay, he just kept taking Kendall down over and over.
Yeah. He's a big fucker, I heard.
He's muscular. He'd get ate up in the UFC, though.
Good look at Frankie going high with the kicks.
I was really rooting for Kendall.
He's a good dude.
Great guy. Great darts jokes.
Yeah. He's been around a long time now.
Really has. He had a lot more experience than that guy he fought. I was super into whenever Glory's on Spike, I'm super into it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see those heavyweights?
Yeah. Oh. I'm a big fan of Glory, dude. Glory's a shit.
Yeah, I don't miss him.
Yeah, Nicky Holzkin is one of my favorite fighters for sure in any sport.
He fought on that last one, right?
Oh, did you see the Artem Levin-Simon Marcus fight? Went to a draw? Oh, it's fucking amazing. Great fight.
Did you see those heavyweights?
No, there's no girl in Glory.
But there's no famous girl fights.
No.
In Muay Thai?
Like a Ronda Rousey kickboxing?
No. It would be Cyborg. There's Christina Dom beat Cyborg.
Well, who's that Tiffany Timebomb? Yeah. She's a beast, man.
Yeah.
Tiffany Timebomb?
Yeah.
I don't know her last name, but she's easy on the eyes, and she's a beast.
Yeah, there's some pretty girls that fight in Muay Thai.
Yeah, man.
But it's it just doesn't have the eyes.
It's that grappling that gnarlies up your face.
I'm curious to think.
Elbows aren't so good for them either.
Yeah.
Muay Thai.
True.
I'm curious to hear your critique of Kathy Long striking and how she moves and all that, because I never really paid attention.
Oh, she's badass, dude. She's
very good.
I finally
saw her highlight reel, man, like maybe a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I work with her. We train at the same gym, but I just never followed women's kickboxing. I knew she was famous. I just never seen any of her matches. And one night I put on a highlight reel, Kathy Long.
I'm unfamiliar with her.
Holy fuck. Dude.
Pull up a highlight, Jamie.
Kathy Long, she's so dynamic and just so full of fire.
Where's she
her
from?
Her ring walks. So she's
America.
Just like, she comes out like, ah, like fucking on fire. She's,
here we
I'm
go.
Not mad at that.
Round two. So who won the first round?
Frankie.
You think so?
Yeah, with that takedown. It was barely a takedown, but it
Ooh,
counts.
Good kick to the body.
When
by
it's
your
this
ride.
Close, those takedowns and cage presence and the pressure wins you rounds.
Ooh, Frankie Ooh, great with a knee. I mean, Uriah rather with a knee. You ride with a kick to the body, and you ride with a kick to the knee. I think I said Frankie.
Frankie barely won that first
round. Come on, Faber.
Yeah, if Uriah can make this more of a kicking contest, that's not like Frankie's strong suit. Oh, but look at that. Frankie throws a spinning back.
Pays for it, though. Oh, he got out of it. God damn, he's quick. His nose is bleeding, I think.
It's always bleeding. If he sneezes, it starts bleeding.
That's like me, man.
Well, it's just normal. You know, you get punched in the face all the time.
Mine's just dry enough to have nose surgery. I blow my nose, blood everywhere.
When you had nose surgery and you had your pipes opened up, did you blow some insane boogers out of that
thing?
Yeah,
it was like, awesome.
Oh, my God.
It felt the best thing in the world.
I took photos of them and I put them on Instagram. I almost made Tom Segura throw up in the airport.
Ugh.
It wasn't Instagram, I don't think, back then. It was Twitter, but... I almost made, head kick by Frankie. I almost made Tom Segura throw up, so I showed it to him.
Ugh.
And he went,
makes me feel sick.
That's a new Frankie Edgar, man. He's throwing some serious kung fu kicks.
Yeah, he's throwing some kicks.
I like that.
That's that Mark Henry and Phil Nurse, man.
I would blow some boogers that were bigger than a quarter. Like, I couldn't
it's
believe
insane.
How big they
it's,
were.
It's crazy what's
Ugh.
Up there.
And they were bloody, and they looked like aliens.
When they took the things out of your nose, right? Like the little stitches. It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, because I had plastic splints in there for
too,
a long
bro.
Time.
Like two little stitches.
It made my nose wider.
Yeah,
like
me
the
too.
The actual space open. The dude who did it, he was a wizard. He retired, but he knew his shit. He cut out all the, I think they're called turbinates, the inside of like the bump, the bone bump, cut those down, and then like cut out all the scar tissue. I had a ton of scar tissue and put these fucking tubes in there and then splints, these plastic splints, and stitched it up. And when it was over, like, my nose is wider. Like, all this shit, like, he, like, opened it up, like, nice. Changed the shape
you
of the inside
good
of
now?
The nose. Oh, my God, it's amazing.
My doctor sucked. I don't breathe great, man.
Well, you still get punched in the face. I haven't been punched in the face that much since the surgery.
Yeah, the Travis Brown uppercut didn't help. That's life, though.
Dude, for most of my life, I couldn't breathe out of my nose. Ooh, Frankie with overhand right. That was very nice.
Yeah, I'm what you call a mouth breather.
Look at this. Look at that. See that? That's the nose.
I'm jealous right now.
I have two.
Yeah, you got a honker on you, brother. Breathing. Efficient.
I love it. I'm so happy with this surgery.
I didn't even spar that much, and I got two nostrils that are totally different.
They're all fucked up inside.
Yeah, like one's like the sliver and one's a hole.
Yeah, I had 3/4 blockage on one side and almost 100% blockage on the other side.
Yeah.
My nose was useless. I had 1/4 of a nostril and that's it.
You ever have where they go in with the drill and just kind of get it out of like all the shit? Because I used to, not addicted, but I'd use it every damn day.
Afrin? So,
yes, I'd use Afrin. Yeah. It like clogged everything.
Mayhem was addicted to that shit too.
I would just do it every day.
That stuff closes you up. Joey Diaz is addicted to it. He was joking around about it on stage.
It's horrible for you, man.
It's like, when I did coke, I could fucking breathe perfect. Now I'm addicted to this fucking Afrin. I can't breathe. Yeah, that Afrin stuff, I don't know.
Closes it up.
Yeah.
It just makes the veins smaller so then your nose doesn't work as efficiently.
Yeah, when you get addicted to it, when you don't have it, it literally will make your nose, the inside of it, swell.
Yep.
But this is so crazy.
So I had to go and they had like this little drill and just caved out holes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like cauterized, what do they call it?
Cauterized?
Yes, that's what they were doing.
Oh, wow.
It was nice.
Did it help?
Hell yeah. And then I got punched in the nose.
Again.
Back to square one.
Fuck. So many fighters talk with like nasal. Uriah talks nasal.
Do I sound nasally?
A little bit.
I can't stand when I listen to myself talk.
Who's the most nasally? Vanderlei?
Well, he used to be, but then he changed his nose too. I mean, Vanderlei
changed his face off, son. Dude,
you got a good Vanderlei Silva. Do it.
It's like face off, Nicolas Cage style.
UFC, the problem with UFC.
It's like a little Arnold.
That is how he sounds, though. I was supposed to do a podcast with him.
Very nice.
This fool showed up 2 hours late.
Very good.
2 hours late.
Yeah, that's
very
perfect.
Good. Got to food.
It was 2 hours late?
I left.
Really?
Sent me a text. Sorry. Cool, man.
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
Who is this?
Oh, Vanderlei Silva.
He was late to...
Two hours.
To what?
A podcast.
Brazil time.
My friend in Brazil, there is no time.
Not for reals, though. He changed his entire face-off style. I'm thinking about doing that. I wouldn't mind a new mug.
Here's Kathy Long. Here's the highlight reel.
Yeah, check out
Wait, is she old school?
Oh, yeah.
Check out her skills. I'm talking about now.
No. But she actually is 50 years old and wants to fight. She's in great shape.
Yeah, she looks good.
She's in great shape still, man.
She's the best female fighter I've ever seen, says Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Let's cut through all this shit and get to some actual fighting. Holds black belts in 3 styles.
Her and Brian Callen.
And she'd always have her hair out.
She is badass, though.
Oof. Look at that girl she's fighting. Looks like my mom. Boom, bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Hostage Tape. First of all, what a great name. This is a product that I use, and I started using long before it was an ad. Your sleep game is about to get a whole lot better, kids, because I want to introduce you to Hostage Tape. Put simply, it is tape for your mouth. But you're probably wondering why you should even need that. Well, if you're a mouth breather, if you snore a lot, or if you suffer from sleep apnea, this could make a big difference. This mouth tape can reduce or eliminate snoring and apnea, and at the same time, it'll help filter the air going to your lungs, increase your oxygen uptake, and improve circulation. which will make you feel more energized. It has tons of other benefits too, like it helps with bad breath, dry mouth, and of course, better sleep. For you and your partner, don't let bad sleep hold you hostage. Shut your fucking mouth with Hostage Tape. Buy it today and get a special buy two, get one free offer. That's a 90-day supply. Just visit HostageTape.com/Rogan. That's HostageTape.com/Rogan.
That's some high-level shit.
Hey, this is like in the 80s, dude.
Yeah, it was the PKA karate days. Okay, here we go. Round
like,
three.
They look like some bullshit. Like,
oh, come on.
Don't show me that
you
ever
watch
again.
Her fights, man. She's good.
My, my mom would fuck her up.
Come on, man.
My mom would put something heavy on her, son.
Oh, it's so funny. This fight is good.
Super close, man. These fucking judges better not cost me 18 hundo.
Can you imagine? Uriah pulls it off. If he wins the next three rounds.
Well, that last round's tough. That last round's a toss-up, right?
Well, if Uriah wins three out of five, that's all he has to do.
That's what I think.
Ooh,
I think Frankie wins three.
Ooh. Who the fuck knows, man? Who the fuck knows? They're in round three.
Yeah, Edgar's probably going to get the decision.
This is a weird fight for Frankie, too, man, right?
Hell yeah.
Because Uriah's not even ranked at 145. He comes back to 145, and if he beats Edgar, he's right in the mix.
It's about your legacy, though, right?
Ooh,
Frankie, good
nice
check.
Right hand.
It's about your legacy, though, you know? Beating a guy like Uriah, these super fights. Like, what's left for Uriah and Frankie to do? Yeah, a title shot would be nice. They've both been there. They've both been champs, right?
You know what's crazy?
Uriah's never been a champ.
WC was. Oh.
But you know what's crazy seeing this fight, man, is that, like, thinking, like, man, Uriah almost could have fought BJ Penn. That would have been insane. Well,
that'd
Uriah
be cool.
Throws a wheel kick. Look at that. Uriah fighting against BJ Penn would have been insane.
How cool are super fights, though, with these,
amazing.
These legacy of these guys? This is what it's about, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see Frankie fight someone in his weight class. I don't want to see Uriah fight someone. They've been there. They've done that.
I think this is Uriah's weight class.
What would be your all-time
right there, look at that. Oh.
Look at this. Looking for the guillotine.
Nope.
No.
Oh, man. Frankie got out of that shit.
You don't think Frankie drilled the piss out of that every damn day?
Of course
day?
He did, but still impressive nonetheless.
Hard to keep him down.
Yeah, right back up.
It counts, though. Those count. The judges check one for the Frankie, check one for Big Brown. Sorry, Eddie.
If you could see any super fight, what would it be?
Any super fight?
Yeah.
John Jones versus Kane?
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm in John Jones versus Weidman.
Come on, son.
I don't like that.
Weidman's too small.
How dare you?
Are you serious?
How dare you?
John Jones? Kane?
I want to see that too.
Madison Square Garden?
I want to see that too. But I don't know if Kane can get through a training camp. You know, somebody was like putting this out there. They were like, you really think about what Kane did as far as like, Kane, make no mistake about it, the baddest motherfucker on the planet in the heavyweight division, right?
In the heavyweight division.
But the guy's kind of like, all of his injuries have kind of left that whole division in turmoil. It's like, he's only fought a few times.
Yeah.
He's only defended the title
a few
times.
19 months or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, the heavyweight division's wide open. It'd be nice to see Verdum win. I think it'd be better for the sport. Verdum's a character. He speaks well. He speaks Portuguese. He speaks English. He can speak Spanish.
Fluent.
He's a funny guy. He's on TV.
He's skillful as fuck, too.
Fuck,
look at
yeah.
this. Uriah looking for the guillotine again.
Kane's like a robot. All he wants to do is wrestle and not talk.
What to do is wrestle and not talk.
It doesn't work well when you're trying to make money in this game. You know
that's
what I'm
hilarious.
Saying?
Man, Frankie's
you're the
all
heavyweight
over.
Champ, son. There ain't going to be no, you know, Muhammad Ali shirts like Kane. You know what I'm saying? Kane's not going to have that.
Never know. I mean, it's just a matter of whether or not he can stay healthy.
Frankie's such a great grappler, man. We're seeing how great he is right now. Man.
Yeah.
He's
another Henzo guy, man.
Yeah.
And Ricardo Almeida.
He's showing that Cub Swanson relentlessness now.
Ooh, better get up, son.
Slipped.
I'll tell you what's a dope-ass super fight. I mean, yeah, it's a little early, but I'm just saying. Hear me out. Connor Pettis.
That would be interesting.
That'd be
cool
good.
Fight, right?
Pettis is going to be out for almost a year. That's how bad he fucked his arm up.
I like
left
Pettis,
hook.
Man. I like Pettis a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Pettis got a new girl. Smoke show. Pays to be the champ, man. Pays to be the champ.
Not the champ anymore.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though.
I hear you.
Still has that bed at his house. Belt. She walks in. She's seen that belt, son.
Well, I think
Don't let me get the belt.
He got her when he was
that
the
bitch
champ.
Would be in here right now over my shoulder. Whoa. You'd walk in my house, it'd just be on a straight fucking display.
Just
with
train.
A highlight tape of my entire career.
Just as the belt spins.
Just
Tim Sylvia used to wear it to clubs. That was always the joke. That Tim Sylvia used to show up at a bar with his fucking belt on.
I'd do the same shit.
Dos Anjos, man. Holy shit, is that guy good, huh?
Yeah.
Rafael Dos Anjos versus Pettis was an eye-opening fight.
What's that next for Dos Anjos?
I don't
Does
know.
Does he have anything? No.
He's injured.
Maybe Cowboy.
Maybe. I mean, Cowboy.
What do you do?
If he batters McDessie, they
can easily
fight.
Which he 100%
fight.
Will, I think. And if he does, give him a title shot. What's that, 7 in a row?
Yeah.
You know who's fucking flourishing off this Reebok deal is Cowboy. He's like, damn, I fight 12 times a year. I'm about to get paid, son.
Right.
TJ liked that deal, too. I talked to him about it.
Yeah.
Worked out for him. Works for some people. Tim didn't like it very much.
Yeah, hey, Tim.
For some, it's great.
Tim
for
was
others.
Only getting $2,500.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting fight heading into this fourth round.
Frankie's up. Frankie's up at least 2-1.
You think so?
Yes. These judges, though, man, it makes me nervous. Eddie, you're super quiet over there. Are you pissed you made this bet?
Yeah.
Are you pissed?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Look good. I'll get for the money right now.
Doesn't look good.
That looked fine.
Yeah, it did.
Here we go, round
four. Bro, how about that bet with, not the bet, but the matchup with Machida and your boy.
Yoel Romero.
Yeah, that's a fight.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. Yoel Romero, though.
He keeps getting hurt, right?
Yeah, he gets hurt, too.
He's not young. No. All that wrestling's going to catch up.
He's 37. He had a significant neck surgery. Like, when he gets on the scale, he's got a big scar on the back of his head. Like, where's the back of his neck, rather?
Shit.
Like, where they get the discs fused. I don't know, you know, if he had discectomy or I don't know where he got it done, America or Cuba. But there's that. And then there's the last fight with Jacare that he had to pull out of.
Ooh, that's a good fight, too, man.
That was a great fight.
But I think Rockhold gets the next title shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got fucking Jacare. I don't know what's next. But you can't beat Kamosi, who you already beat, and then ask for a title shot.
There's so many fucking killers at 185.
85? Man. What? Fuck's sakes. It's so stacked.
Frankie's throwing a lot of spinning back kicks in this fight. It's crazy.
Uriah's kicking more than usual, too.
Well, I expected that Uriah would have, like, if he had an advantage, it would be in the kicking. But apparently Mark Henry thought of that, too.
Tony, man. Mark Henry writes novels on his fighters. Just taking notes and shit.
Ooh, there's a nice leg kick.
Yeah, he just pulls that thing out so quickly and easily. That was the second time Uriah had, like, a little play on a single.
Ooh, nice, left hook by Frankie.
Just goes, boosh, retract.
I love Frankie's
This
footwork.
Is a very good fight, though. This is a very
really
good
fight. Really
is, man. This isn't like the Cub-Swanson fight, which is just a Frankie Edgar show. This is a good fight.
No, bro, this is the two of the highest level athletes Ooh. We have in the UFC.
Yeah, nice. Frankie Edgar's footwork, he's so consistent. He just
Every fight.
He doesn't waver. He does the same shit. He doesn't slow down.
Never slows down, same pace for five rounds, and never stands right in front of you. He's constantly moving.
The only fight he stood in front of anyone was the Gray Maynard fight. And his coach, when he comes back to the corner, Mark Kent goes, what the fuck did I tell you not to do? What the fuck did we talk about? Like, my bad. And then goes out there and beats the brakes off him. Remember that?
Yeah, after the first round, you're like, how is he even going to fight? And he came back and won the second round. It's
crazy.
Insane.
That heroic slam. I mean, everybody goes crazy.
Yeah. There's certain fights that they really need to stop in between rounds. And if you looked at the beating that Gray Maynard put on him in the first round, you would go, man, I don't know if he's going to be able to make it.
I agree.
But then, like, look at Machida versus Rockhold. Like, they could have easily stopped that fight in between rounds.
They wanted to.
Well, they should have. They didn't even fucking put his mouthpiece in.
I know. Everyone thinks that Machida was verbally tapping, but he's saying, I don't have my mouthpiece. He's trying to get a break and get the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Granted, he was getting his
He was getting crushed.
Yeah. He got hit in the temple. He didn't know where he was. So he got beat up.
Yeah, that one elbow.
Yeah.
Luke, I mean, he landed a lot of ground and pound, but that one elbow at the end of the round was so loud. It was like, thunk. Like, you could hear it, like, coconut style.
185, man. There's not a better division. It's so fun.
Right now, you're right. I think you're right. Between Jacare, Luke Rockhold. Nice. Look at this. Nice takedown. Frankie Edgar.
You got Jacare. You got Rockhold.
Weidman. Vitor. Belfort. Weidman and Belfort, man. Vitor has some very fucking sophisticated striking. That's one of the reasons why that's an interesting fight.
Wild card striking for sure. If that shit lands, you're going to sleep.
Yeah, his striking's very sophisticated, very tricky.
He's so explosive, too.
Yeah, but will he be, though? That's the thing. That's post-TRT. He looks good now. Have you seen him?
A little bit in the Ryan Loco photography.
Yeah, well, Ryan said, you know, the photography is obviously him in the middle of punching, but he said he looks good. He lost a little weight, for sure. But I've seen a lot of the video footage of him sparring. In one of the Nicky Holtzkin videos, is him sparring in the background. He looks fucking good, dude.
This is the thing, though, man. As good as we think he looks, if you're a guy who's been on TRT or whatever, testosterone your entire career, now you're off of it and you're fighting the baddest 185 on the planet, where's your mental state at? How are you going to go in that fight when it's the second round and you've landed that spinning heel kick and you've landed that left hand and he's not going anywhere?
That's a good point. It's a real good point. Yeah, the real good point, where's he going to be at mentally?
Yep, that's the difference. Because Chris Weidman said he got his blood checked and his testosterone's low. He's like, fuck it, I feel fine. He's like, look at me, man.
Well, his testosterone was low, but I guarantee you a lot of that is due to hard training.
100%.
Hard training just jacks your levels. You know, if someone says, like, oh, I got my levels tested and they're really low. Okay, how often were you training? How often did you train the week of?
Depends when, yeah.
When did you test?
Yep.
Yeah. When you're in full, like, remember when DC and John Jones both tested, like, super low?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think about that? Because a lot of people said that was so low that it was indicative of them doing something.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know enough about it, but I read all the expert stuff. Well, whoever they interviewed. And they said for them to be that low, there would have to be some sort of abuse, right?
Yeah, but I don't believe that.
I don't agree.
I don't think they know. Because they both tested. It was low testosterone to epitestosterone ratio, which is the opposite of knowing someone took steroids. Uh-huh. It's low is the opposite of that.
But we don't know where they started. Because DC's older. He's been wrestling all his life. John's been competing all his life. So before camp, where were they at? We don't know. So for them to test it, maybe that's normal for them because they've been competing all their life. So to jump at those accusations is fucking crazy.
Well, I don't think that's too. I think it's the training camp. It's like, well, do we know like what a really fucking hard-ass training camp does to your testosterone levels? Has it been like, is it consistent? Is it provable? I mean, is there a baseline that they measured before he went into camp and then in the middle of camp? If you just test him randomly in the middle of camp, you're just getting whatever he is right now.
You can't
judge that. Yeah, we don't know what's causing it.
You don't know how they were sleeping. I mean, that was a stressful fucking lead up, you know?
A lot of things. Fight at the press conference.
Because if you take a guy like, you test Herschel Walker, I bet his fucking levels are naturally really high. And you test them randomly, people are like, oh, dude, he's on shit. No, he's just a freak. You don't know what his levels are at.
The epitestosterone to testosterone ratios, even if you're a freak, there's like a natural level that you never get over.
True.
That's how, like, when you see a guy like who has like a 10-to-1 testosterone to epitestosterone, he has to be on something.
Yeah.
But they allow you like a 2-to-1, 3-to-1, I think 4-to-1. Nevada used
six
to allow
to
six.
One.
Used to allow six.
Used to. You see the new rules?
No, what are the new rules?
New Nevada. Test positive for steroids, 3-year suspension.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's serious.
3-year suspension if you test for diuretics or weed.
What? Three years for weed?
For weed.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
No way.
We're going to lose some heroes.
Are you sure?
Jamie, can you bring that up?
So you're not sure?
I'm positive. Sure? I just read it.
3 years for weed?
Pretty sure.
Oh, no. I don't think. They were moving away from shit like that.
Yeah, but they changed
the
level.
Not Nevada, son.
They changed Nevada changed the requirements as far as like what's positive and what's not. Like what level the metabolites have to be. They essentially don't want people fighting high. Ooh, that was a nice jab by Frankie.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure, man.
Okay, this is the fifth round already. Fuck, man. How'd that happen? Look at this. First offense, 18 month suspension.
That's for muscle relax, sleep aids, opiates, cannabis.
Cannabis. That's 18 months.
Yeah. Second offense,
30 to 40% of your purse.
Third offense.
You said, didn't you say 3 years, though? 36
months. I did.
You're wrong, son.
Well,
you're right for third offense, if it's the third offense. And a
my
fine.
Bad.
How about a fine of 75% of the fighter's purse? Why not just steal money from him? Didn't the guy fight?
Yeah, right.
Why are you stealing money from him? Because he was on weed.
Diuretics,
third time.
2 years.
Frankie takes him down. Look at this.
Cocaine, 2 years.
Damn, how good is your Rye favorite
steroids,
scramble?
3 years.
Good left hook there. First offense, steroids?
Yeah, 3 years.
First 50% offense, 36 months. 75, up to 75% of the fighter's purse. Wow, first offense, 3 years. Second offense, 48-month suspension. Oh, my God.
If you run from the test, 48 months. This is my thing, though. So
avoiding tests.
So,
like, 36 months, how many years?
First, that's 3 years.
Oh, that is 3 years.
So, like, a guy like Alistair Overeem, right? He's been caught. If he tests positive again, does it start now? Like, if he gets caught, is it 36?
Very good point.
Or if he gets caught now, is it 48? Or is it lifetime?
Lifetime suspension, fine of 100% if you run for the second time.
Well, I'm just not kidding.
So what are they going to do with Vanderlei then? Because Vanderlei, you know, there's like a big court case that's going on with him. Where he's
but at
saying,
the time, this wasn't in place, right?
Right, exactly.
They were so hoping they were going to catch Floyd Mayweather on steroids. 75% of $120 million.
Yeah, shit. Right? No shit.
They'd have built a new Vegas.
What'd you guys think of that fight, by the way? I never asked you.
I enjoyed it.
Me too.
I'm one of the rare people. You and I are one of the rare people that enjoyed it. Everybody that I know... Oh, shit. Frankie almost fell. Everybody that I know that saw it thought it was boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Except a few people.
You loved it?
Loved it.
I enjoyed it.
It's a fucking masterpiece.
Would you watch it again from start to finish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd love to see it again.
I don't think you would.
I'm not going to pay a hundo. I'll legally stream that shit.
I have it recorded. 100%. It's on my DVR. I might watch it. I like watching Floyd's movements,
man. Me too, man.
He's just so goddamn slick. And that's the best way to box. The best way to box is... That guy beat the game.
Yep.
He's got 48 fights and and he's fine.
Oh, and $500 million in the bank. Yeah,
whoopsies.
He won.
Yeah, he hoodwinked us.
Dude, Dave Chappelle.
I call it honey dicking.
Dave Chappelle was so fucking funny. He was at the comedy store, and he said that when he was at the fight, Whitney Cummings yelled out.
I love that girl.
She yelled out in the middle of the fight, Floyd Mayweather beats women. Dave Chappelle goes... Men too, bitch. Men too. And the lady said it, and the fucking audience fell out, dude. Fell out.
Men too, bitch.
The way he said, he's laughing. And man, anybody had a cigarette in his hand? Men too, bitch. Men too.
That's great. What's wrong with Whitney? What you doing?
Well, she's an empowered woman, you know? She wants to let everybody know what they already know.
Well, you came and support him at the fight, though. You paid for a ticket.
Or somebody bought it for her.
Either way, money in Floyd's pocket.
I don't even know if it really happened. That's it. There you go. 5 rounds.
Damn it.
You can't trust these judges, Eddie.
Oh, no, 100%.
No, look at Frankie.
Uriah looks pretty sad, though.
100%.
100%.
There's powerful Mark Henry, Ricardo Almeida.
God damn it.
You
I honey dicked you into that bet, man.
Yeah, you know.
Uriah never really launched that much offense. You know?
This sets up an opportunity.
Fuck!
Give me my fucking cash back,
This sets up an opportunity, though, for a new... Completely new, a fresh start.
Are there fights next week?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Vegas. We're going to be there, son.
Oh,
son? I'm in Connecticut hosting ESPN Sports Center breaking down the fights.
You gotta got to go to Connecticut?
Connecticut, Bristol.
Oof. That's where HQ. Dreams go to die.
Who do you want, Anthony Johnson or Cormier?
Yeah, DC.
Wow.
That's a good bet. That's a good great bet.
That's a good bet.
What do you think of that? Take it.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
What about Weidman Belfour?
I got Weidman.
Somebody's going to be gangster and take Vitor.
What about Travis Brown, Andre Arlovski?
Live dog.
Brown.
Oh, I fought both of them. I beat one of them.
Who do you want?
What?
Who do you want?
Travis fucking Brown.
So you want Arlovski. I see what you're doing.
You're catching on to this honey dick scheme.
Fucking with me.
The next week's card, man, is stacked. So stacked. Mm. If you go
over,
think
about that one for a little bit.
Think about that one. Think about DC Rumble. Of course, you're gonna go check the odds, but it's all good.
But isn't Rumble like in China or something?
No, he's back.
He was in China for a while, right?
Yeah, he was doing some seminar or something in China.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Look at this fucking card, dude. Here's the fight card.
That Joey Benavidez and Moraga is a good fight.
Fuck yeah, it is. McDessie
that Travis Brown
Malassi
is getting no
too.
Love.
No, right? Well, it's just because the card is just so stacked.
It's also those guys suck at social media.
How about
no
John
presence.
Donson versus Zach Makowski? No one's talking about that. That's a great fucking fight.
That's a good
man.
Fight, too.
That's a great fucking fight.
There's too many heavy hitters. We're not talking about it. Ooh,
yeah.
Frankie won.
How about Uriah? Crazy. How about Uriah
so
Hall
sorry, Eddie.
Versus Rafael Natal? That's a good fucking fight, too.
That's a good fight.
It's another one that people
Your boy Uriah
about.
Hall.
Did we shake hands?
Yeah, we did. Remember, you were like pulling away and I grabbed your hand and shook it?
Did we shake hands?
I remember that we didn't shake hands. I thought...
On the double or nothing? I thought you doubled or nothing. I think you doubled or nothing
doubled
for sure.
Nothing. Yeah,
you definitely
just
doubled
checking,
or nothing.
Just checking.
Sorry, bro.
Frankie Edgar.
Just checking.
Frankie Edgar wins
God,
the decision.
It feels good, though. I'm stressed.
Yeah, this next week's card is fucking insane.
Crazy stack.
It is a really good card.
Have you guys seen The Jinx yet on HBO?
We talked about this already,
Doug. Oh, we did? Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's more. Oh, there's more fights. Oh, man, my pile's in
there. At the bottom, let me see that. Kim Berkman's a good fight, bro.
And
ooh,
Rose.
Rose.
Yeah.
Rose is dope.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Rose is a little superstar, man. She might have lost that finale, but she's going to be a star.
Dong Young Kim versus Berkman. No one's talking about that.
That's a great fight.
But Rose doesn't want to fight Johanna.
Why?
Johanna's a savage.
Oh, I thought you were saying she turned it down. No, no, no one's trying to fight that girl in that white girl. Polo. She
How do you know she doesn't
fuck?
Want to fight her? She turned to fight
I didn't say that. I mean, maybe she does.
You're saying
but...
she don't want a piece of her right now.
Right. I mean, well, that's just,
she probably
just
most certainly would fight
Damn,
her.
Damn, dog, let her get one win, though.
Johanna is she's badass.
She's scary.
Her striking's nasty.
Yeah, she's just so crisp.
How's Frankie Conor McGregor breakdown?
That's a really good fucking question because we've never seen Conor McGregor getting taken down,
and a guy quicker. We've never seen a guy quicker than him.
You know, who really would be interesting is Chad Mendes versus Conor McGregor would be very fucking interesting.
That's a good fight.
Because Chad Mendes can shut the lights out.
Oh, he has the most power in that division.
He can shut the lights out. When he hit Lamas and Lamas was like, oh, what was that all about?
Lamas?
He was like, bank.
That was crazy.
He's a fucking stud, man. He's a super athlete and a stud.
Oh, well, for sure, if there's something I don't give a fuck about,
it's baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, as soon as that came on, I'm like, shut this off.
Look at that terrible logo. What's going on there?
It's Who a came Marlin. Up with that? Who
it's
came up with that?
Multicolored Marlin.
What marketing asshole came up with that?
Where are the Marlins? A fish that you don't even eat.
A fish Pepsi ain't trying to... I'm sponsored the UFC, so I wouldn't talk shit.
How come? Why aren't they?
They might. Pussies. Might be in the works. We don't know.
Yeah, don't be scared, homie.com. All right. This fight companion's over. I'm going back to sleep.
I'm proud of you guys.
No shit.
I'm proud of everyone not falling asleep.
Dude, I did fall asleep for a second.
You nodded off?
In between the fourth and fifth round.
You zoned out for a little bit.
I did. I went boom. I said, shit. I'm like, nobody looked. I looked over at Aubrey. I'm like, he's not looking.
You zoned out for a little bit, bro.
Nobody noticed, right? Okay, cool. I did go out.
We got up here. We got up here at 7 o'clock in the morning and did three and a half hour fight companion. Damn,
that's
pretty
crazy.
Goddamn good.
That's
we talked about two fights, and that's one thing. Like in the beginning when we first started doing these, people get pissed. You guys aren't even talking about the fights. Now they never do that. They've given up.
Oh fuck these guys.
They understand.
Yeah, Dave's giving up. All right. Well, we love doing these, folks. So thanks for all the love out there. Anybody got anything to plug? Eddie Bravo, 10thplanetjj.com.
Yeah. Go to YouTube and watch the Silent Epidemic.
What is that?
It'll trip you out on Big Pharma. There's a lot of Big Pharma documentaries out there. But,
asking him for plugs.
Fuck
personal plugs. He's going into
what
conspiracy
about your
theory.
Shit?
No. Check it out. It's important.
FEMA camps.
It's important. It's serious.
Black helicopters.
I wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't important. Silent
UFOs,
epidemic.
UFOs.
YouTube.
Dragons.
It's free. Hour and a half. It'll
There's
fucking.
There's a conspiracy on dragons.
It'll, hour and a half. God damn.
How much time?
Big
you
Pharma,
got
baby. Big Pharma.
Dude, I don't have enough time.
Aubrey, what is that jacket, man?
This is from a company called Reception. One of my homies that are working on that clothing.
I like that. It's like a jaguar.
It's like a jaguar on Dennis Rodman, I think, or something like that.
Oh, that is Dennis Rodman's body.
Yeah.
Onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T, Warrior Poet Podcast, the Onnit Podcast.
Check out that Fighter and the Kid episode we did. That shit was sick.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, powerful Fighter and the Kid.
Oh, real quick, EBI 4 is coming Saturday, August 15th, Orpheum Theater, downtown LA.
Oh, good googly moogly. EBI back in business. The last one was fucking awesome, dude. Yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of that.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Brandon?
Yeah,
dude, nice. that is the best way to do submission grappling. I was a little curious, like, how is this gonna look? It's the best idea that anyone has ever come up with. I love it.
Thanks. That was dope.
Huge fan. And so that's August 15th, Saturday, live at the Orpheum. If I'm in town, for sure I'll be there.
Block that date off, man.
Yeah,
it's Saturday now.
I'll go.
Block it, you fucks. Yeah.
Absolutely, I'll hook you up, man.
Fighter and the Kid podcast, Brendan Schaub on Twitter. Fighter and the Kid podcast, if you haven't listened, is fucking hilarious. It's one of the best podcasts in the country. It really is. You guys have such a great dynamic.
Thanks, because
Brian's so fucking silly, and so you're always calling him on. And yours pretty silly, too. The two of you guys together, that's fun.
Shirts drop this Wednesday, thefighterandthekidshop.com. Chickenhead tees and Master Kim Taiga tank tops.
Yeah, you got to get one of these chicken head social.
Yeah, son.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The next one of these we'll do. Fuck, when is the next one of these we're going to do? What do we got coming up? Or upcoming
we
events?
We have some tough finales coming up, right?
Let me see. Let me look at the schedule. Upcoming events. Let's see what we got here.
You guys watching The Ultimate Fighter with...
Thiago Alves, Carlos Condit.
When is that?
May 30th. Fuck it. I'm out of town.
Damn fuck's sakes.
Fucking shit. That's a good fight, too. Condit and Thiago Alves.
Hell yeah. Holy shit.
Maybe we Dan Henderson, Tim Bosch, June 6th. You guys in town for that?
I'll make sure I am.
I think June 6th.
That might work. June 6th might be the next one. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, you fuckers. See you soon. Bye.
They're making it available? Holy fuck. How much horsepower? 500.
6-speed transmission? Wait a minute.
Because everything else is...
6-speed transmission. Hold on a second. So that means it's a manual? Hold on a second. Version 6-speed. It's not a road car, dude. See, okay, it says road model. Yeah, those R's, they used to be called RSRs. That's for racing. That's a real...
But you can get the GT3, it's that orange one. What is it? The GT3, you know what I'm talking about? It's like yours, but then it's race.